Welcome to the Paragon Podcast, a podcast focusing on the needs of high net worth individuals and their families. We discuss the markets, tax strategies, and how to better manage wealth with the goal of living better for today while planning for tomorrow.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Elliot Mendoza, and I'm here with Evan Shorten, the firm's founder and principal.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to the podcast. I'd like to ask if you could do us a favor. If you like the podcast or find that we provide useful information, like or give the podcast a positive rating on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or YouTube. It would really help us out a lot. With that said, let's get started.
So now that we're starting the month of September, it's a really good time to start thinking about end-of-year tax-saving opportunities. With a little over 3 months left in 2023, it's a good time to start thinking about charitable donations, retirement plan contributions, and the focus of this episode, tax loss harvesting. If you're new to the world of investing or just getting started, let's go ahead and define tax loss harvesting. Evan?
Simply put, tax loss harvesting is the process of selling a position at a loss to offset the gains received in another position in order to ultimately lower our overall total capital gains with the intention of reducing our tax liability. What makes tax loss harvesting a powerful strategy is that you can tax loss harvest across asset classes, meaning it's not just limited to offsetting capital gains in stocks or the stock market. Rather, it allows us to offset capital gains in, say, the sale of a home or collectible by selling a stock or an exchange-traded fund that might have gone negative in your brokerage account. Additionally, tax loss harvesting can provide you with a small reduction in income as you can offset up to $3,000 per year of income.
Now, tax loss harvesting seems simple, but in reality, it has a few caveats. After all, anytime you deal with taxes, there are always going to be rules and regulations.
Yes, there's no such thing as a free lunch. With regards to tax loss harvesting, the biggest thing we want to watch out for is the wash sale rule.
Okay, can you go deeper into the wash sale rule?
Let's look at this from the viewpoint of a long-term investor. As a long-term investor, we often like the individual positions we have selected for our portfolios. And when we go to sell a specific position with the intention of creating a tax loss, we often have the intention of buying back the position, especially if it's part of our overall portfolio allocation. The wash sale rule indicates that if we sell a security at a loss and buy back the same security or a substantially identical security within 30 calendar days before or after the sale, we will not be able to take a loss on that security. In other words, we don't have much flexibility within a total of 61 days, 30 days before the day of the trade, and 30 days after.
And a lot can happen in that time.
Exactly. We may not be able to buy back the same security for the price we sold it at, potentially leaving us with a smaller allocation than originally desired. Additionally, the wash sale rule isn't just limited to any specific account. It actually looks across all of your accounts.
So if you sell stock X in your individual account, you can't just go and buy it in your IRA or your 401k.
Correct. That would trigger the wash sale rule and disallow the tax loss. Another item to pay attention to with respect to tax loss harvesting is your ongoing cost basis. Whenever you sell positions at a loss and buy it back for less than your original purchase price, you lower your cost basis for that position over time. If that position were to rally, the lower cost basis would create a higher capital gain tax. Essentially, you're lowering your tax liability today at the risk of increasing it tomorrow. As with anything in investing, everything is a trade-off.
Okay, good to know. I think that's one of the most overlooked aspects of tax loss harvesting if you're the type of investor who doesn't hold a lot of positions, you may run out of potential tax loss harvesting opportunities pretty quickly, and you may even increase your tax liability in the future. So let's take a look at a few examples to see how tax loss harvesting works.
The most straightforward example would simply be selling a stock at a loss to offset the gain in different stocks. For example, let's say you have a technology stock and it rallied with the tech sector this year, and so you decide to take some gains. We'll simply say you had a $20,000 gain in your tech stock. Well, $20,000 is a big income boost that is going to create an additional tax liability. However, in our imaginary example, you have also been invested in regional bank stocks for some time now, and as we know, regional stocks are significantly down this year. You sell some of your regional bank stocks that are in the red and deduct that loss from your $20,000 capital gain, thus lowering your net capital gain and your tax liability. Of course, there are also other less thought of examples. Let's say you bought a home in California sometime up until the mid-90s. At this point, in 2023, it's not uncommon to have $1 million capital gain on your home should you sell it. Now, there's a $250,000 primary residence capital gain exemption for single filers and $500,000 for married couples. But even then, you could easily be looking at a capital gain of $500,000, which has the potential to create a significant tax liability. Fortunately, it may be possible to find losses somewhere amongst your assets to reduce the capital gain. As we mentioned earlier, tax loss harvesting can be done across asset classes, so it may be possible to reduce your capital gain tax liability for collectibles that may have significantly appreciated as well, such as classic cars and fine art.
Earlier, we mentioned how you can harvest capital gains tax losses to reduce your annual income. Evan, can you briefly touch on that?
Yes. If you have a capital loss that exceeds your capital gains in a given year, you can offset up to $3,000 of your ordinary income. Furthermore, if you have more than $3,000 in capital losses, you can carry the losses forward into the future, deducting $3,000 from your ordinary income every year until that capital loss has been completely used up. For example, let's say you have $12,000 in capital losses this year in 2023, but realized no capital gains. You could offset $3,000 of your income this year in 2023, $3,000 next year in 2024, $3,000 the year after that in 2025, and so on until you have exhausted the full $12,000 capital loss. While being able to offset some of your income is nice, it's probably not something you want to prioritize as a high net worth individual. Ideally, you would want to reduce your short-term capital gains first, as they carry the highest tax liability, followed by long-term capital gains, and lastly, your income. Of course, this is not financial advice. While prioritizing short-term capital gains makes sense, it may not make the most sense to your specific financial situation.
As always, please consult a financial professional when looking to make changes that affect your tax situation. If you ever have any questions or want to speak with someone, please don't hesitate to contact us. With that said, it's now September, and there are a little over 3 months left to this year. Now is the time to start implementing changes to reduce your overall tax liability. Hopefully, this episode of the Paragon Podcast got you thinking about items that you need to get reviewed. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a like on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you consume online content. Lastly, if you're not subscribed to the podcast, please hit the subscribe button or the follow button. We thank you for taking the time to listen, and we'll see you here next time.
The Paragon Podcast is brought to you by the professionals at Paragon Financial Partners, a registered SEC investment advisor. The topics discussed herein are for informational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation,
or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The financial strategies and guidelines discussed herein may not be appropriate for everyone, as each individual circumstance is unique. Please review all tax information with your tax professional. Please review all legal information with your legal professional. If you have any questions or would like additional information, please visit our website at ParagonFinancialPartners.com or email us at info@ParagonFinancialPartners.com.